This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Yeah, sure thing.
Hey, you sold that car yet?
Yeah, sold it to Carvana.
Oh, I thought you were selling to that guy.
The guy who wanted to pay me in foreign currency, no interest over 36 months? Yeah, no. Carvana gave me an offer in minutes, picked it up, and paid me on the spot. It was so convenient.
Just like that.
Yeah.
No hassle.
None.
That is super convenient.
Sell your car to Carvana and swap hassle for convenience. Pickup fees may apply.
Take me out to the ball game.
What are you doing?
Did you know DirecTV has the most MLB games?
So you're singing?
Yeah, they put your favorite teams front and center right when you turn it on. Buy me some cold cuts and flapjacks.
Those aren't even the words.
I'm allergic to peanuts.
Stream DirecTV, home of the most MLB games. Visit DirecTV.com. Claim based on total games offered on national and regional sports networks. RSNs available with choice package or higher. Availability of RSNs varies by zip code and package.
Here was the Art Stapleton clip on McAfee talking about Aaron Rodgers and the Giants.
From my understanding right now, and you guys may know better than me, that they are pretty significantly down a road where they are negotiating to the point where if Aaron Rodgers ends up as a Giant before the start of the league year next year, it would not be a shock to people in this area and at the Meadowlands.
That's weird to say negotiating in that spot.
So does that mean they're talking numbers with his reps?
Did they ask a follow-up? Because we sure as hell would.
They did, and that's where I think McAfee said, does that mean he's signing with the Giants? The problem is my time ran out.
Oh, okay. All right,
I'll get you the follow-up next hour, too. How about St. John's head coach Rick Pitino? He is making the rounds.
It was really cool. I actually saw a video of him showing up to NBC, getting out of a limo, holding a suit. With our guy Steve Dombrowski, who comes in with Rick Pitino, and I said, "Man, I felt better for Steve Dombrowski than anybody in that situation because that man's been there through a lot.
Pretty good,
and then he got a chance to go to the Tonight Show because he finally got a head coach that could get things going in the right direction.
And it would start with Pitino having jokes about yesteryear.
I was named the Providence coach and coached against Lou Conesecker the following year. I'm coaching 50 years.
Is that right?
Yeah. I just turned 101.
Oh my God, that's unbelievable! You started,
Then asked about a story that I guess has been out there, and he wanted to confirm it.
I read this somewhere that you maybe did an interview for a coaching job on your wedding night.
So I didn't have a job.
Wait, so this is all right. So it is true. Okay, good.
Didn't have a job. I got a call from a person that we all knew, Jim Boeheim.
I love Jim Boeheim.
He was named his first year as a coach of Syracuse University.
All right, so Boeheim's at Syracuse. That's my computer that did that.
Oh, okay.
So what is that? Yeah, you might hear it again in this next clip. So Boeheim calls him. It's his wedding, so he had to let his wife know.
I said, I'm going to leave you just for an hour. I don't have a job. I'm sorry. We're going to Hawaii.
On your wedding?
On a wedding night. We're going to Hawaii the next day. On a honeymoon, I said, I'm going to meet this gentleman. I'll be right back up. I excuse myself about an hour and a half later. I call her up and I said, honey, just open the envelopes and I'll be right up.
To open the wedding envelope. You open the gifts and enjoy yourself.
Italians always get what we call the fun ticket, the $100 in the envelope.
And that's so funny.
First time I heard anyone use the term fun ticket other than Eddie.
Other than Eddie Scazzeri.
First ever heard
Eddie is then, all right?
Yes. So now, as it turned out, the interview took longer than expected.
3 hours later, I come up. I said, I got great news. Got a job. Now, I didn't tell her I was interviewing for the Syracuse University job.
Yeah.
I said, great news. We got a job. I said, two problems. One, it's Syracuse, New York. And she says, upstate New York, Syracuse, with 120 inches of snow?
Yeah.
And I said, yes, but it's a great job, and Jim Boeheim's terrific. Well, what's the other bad news? I said, no honeymoon. I'm going tomorrow to Cincinnati to recruit Lewis Orr.
That's kind of funny. And then lastly, it all worked out for them.
Never had a honeymoon to Hawaii, but we've had quite a few trips after that. But I stayed with Jim Boeheim for 2 years. It was awesome.
But how long were you with your wife? Care about Jim Boeheim.
She left me a year later.
Yeah.
And then I guess they've been together 40-something years.
See, all of that, though, is that's all pre-planned. Every one of those things.
I guess.
No, because they have these conversations with, like, the assistant producers, and they get together, and, like, that punchline whole thing with how long did you stay with your wife? I mean, that was a question that was fed to him. It's all, you know.
Either way, it came
off. It worked
well.
Out. It worked funny. Out. But, like, Jimmy Fallon, I don't know. He is a tough, like, the, you like, don't the like goofiness.
Fallon? I'm a fan of Fallon.
The goofiness in these interviews and the reactions to these. I say, you over the envelopes. You know, like that whole thing that he does. And we open the envelopes. So you open the envelopes?
I don't know. Why are you such a Scrooge with Fallon?
Because the guy's making 10 gazillion dollars and he sucks. That's why. I'm sorry.
Like
all those late night guys are horrible. I mean, there are some forms of cancer that are funnier than Seth Meyers.
That's aggressive. But I think I kind of get your point. No, I think Fallon's good. I like Fallon. I like the roots. I like the whole setup. I like the guy going there. And okay. I met him. And I have an interesting story with Fallon. So.
Kimmel, what's the other? Colbert, Fallon.
Colbert could be real.
Myers, you can have all of them. You could take all of them and
so who do you
blast
like
them up to SpaceX.
SpaceX?
Send them up into the moon. Send them to Mars to start the first colony. No, I think Shane Gillis is awesome. I think Andrew Schultz is very good. I think Theo Vaughn is very good.
So you like the new age comedians?
Well, yeah. I mean,
I'm a fan of all those, too.
I mean, those shows are so antiquated. They really are. They're just, you're telling me you watch that
stuff? I don't think anybody watches
that. I watch Fallon when I'm up. I throw on Fallon.
I think people watch the clips more than they watch the shows.
Oh, yeah, well, certainly.
His YouTube channel has 32 million subscribers, I believe.
I know.
And that's a lot more people that are watching the show.
Oh,
I don't think anybody's watching the show.
100%.
Is that way more than your podcast would outdo?
It's a little bit. Okay. Yeah. Just a few.
What about yesterday's?
Same ballpark. Yesterday's is doing well.
I was going to say.
Hold on. That's a loose term. Doing better.
Well.
Well is not. Right now, 1,000 views has been the nice mark, and I think we surpassed that relatively quickly. So,
have you changed the titles? I thought that was a big concern.
You mean the thumbnail and the.
That's what I mean. Yes.
Yeah, I think they missed the mark a couple of days ago with mine and Al's podcast, quite frankly, when we talked about thongs and the guy with the micro penis, and instead they put a picture of me and Al just looking happy with two magnets and talking about opposites attracting. That was rough. But yesterday, Eddie and I talked a lot about, we talked a lot about Astoria and what it was like working at the radio station before we came here and some of the stories, and, you know, they put a Mike and Chris in the photo, and it's doing all right.
All right, good.
So, Alan Jerry's post-game podcast, if you want to check it out. The Astros beat the Mets last night, 5-1. A little cheap plug. Not a good night for Edwin Diaz, as Carlos Mendoza tells us.
He was off today. You could tell that from the very first hitter, you know, that he was missing glove side. You know, just missing wild, pretty much.
Doesn't matter. It's March 6th or 7th. But they will play again tonight. They take on the Nationals. Paul Blackburn, the start there. And the Yankees play the Blue Jays tonight. Marcus Stroman, the start there. And the Devils host the Jets.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Life comes with big money questions. Are target date funds a smart or lazy way to invest? Should you pay off debt or invest extra cash? Can you deduct your dog as a home security system on your taxes? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing strategies, tax planning, and smart ways to build wealth and navigate big financial decisions. Work smarter, not harder, on your finances this year. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it. That's why I go for a 5-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games or whenever my favorite team is playing late. 5-hour energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before tip-off.
Street Easy knows former New Yorkers never stop talking about how much they miss living in NYC.
Life used to feel like a movie, but since we left and bought a house, it's like living in a DIY home repair video.
When it's time to buy, let Street Easy connect you with the right agent you need to never leave NYC.
Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. StreetEasy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.